thing, what she said?
No,
I'm just a poet, okay.
Okay,
so we're from Osaka, and you know, Fukushima plant were owned by TEPCO, Tokyo Electric Company. But our area, the Osaka, is a KEPCO, Kansai Electric Power Company. And it's and one of the nuclear power plants is Oi in Fukushima, in Japan seaside. And so this is the first nuclear plant restarted after the accident. So we are so feel so ashamed, you know, and we have great responsibility to stop reoperation. That is Saikado, right? So we are working very hard to stop the operation. And our action is now every Friday. We get together like this in front of the office of KEPCO, and every Friday evening. Now it started with just a small families, a few people, but now over 1,000 people comes every time. So the big, great action, and also the legal action, you know, to stop. So now we have a lawsuit to stop the operation because you know, Oi power plant is now. We think that it's built on the active fault of the earthquake belt, so it's very, very dangerous. And some people now in the committee, they are discussing whether this is dangerous or, you know. But KEPCO of staff are in the committee, and they said it's safe, okay, don't worry, that they stand. But we think that it's very, very dangerous, and some real scientists who know really the fact, they said it's very dangerous, so have to stop. So we support all these legal action as well. So now in Tokyo and Osaka and many places in Japan, of course in Fukushima, we have to support and really in support of them, but we are doing our own action in each local areas. And the reason why I come here is to attend the forum to be held in Berkeley next Wednesday. It's a Fukushima activism. We talk about that, and we are invited. So the speakers, Tuesday. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you know that. Yeah. So so speakers, keynote speakers are from Fukushima, but plus. Farmers and you know near Fukushima who had a damage like us, you know, citizens and consumers have sort of away from Fukushima, but we really have our issue, not just limited to Fukushima, but the whole issue, because she's originally from Nagasaki, and Osaka is very close to Hiroshima, right? So atomic bombing and there's a nuclear reactor, the same roots. So we have to say no nukes, you know. So that's our stand. So I'm very happy that we came here and joined you. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you for coming here today. I and my partner and wife, Cosme, were in Japan for 2.5 weeks, and we returned last week. It's shocking what's going on there, because the people of Japan are being told, don't worry, everything's under control. And since you can't see, feel, hear, or smell radiation, it appears on the surface that everything's fine. But underneath the surface, people are getting sick, children are getting cysts, people are intimidated, and the energy industry, TEPCO and Tohoku and the big companies are putting out pamphlets in the schools to the children saying that nuclear energy is an efficient and a good way of taking care of Japan. So we learn that, in fact, the government and the utility industry and the media are basically covering up the real truth of what's going on. And one of the examples of that is today, Japan time, there was supposed to be a rally in Hibiya Park today. Yeah. And it was banned by the government. The government would not allow people to peacefully assemble in Tokyo to protest nuclear power. So this is a very serious issue. we talk to many refugees, many mothers who are horrified in a state of disaster because their children have become contaminated, and also there's no way that they can get their children out of there. The government is actually ordering people to go back, or telling people to go back within as much as 4 miles of the plant. We met a salaryman who had a restaurant 4 miles from the Fukushima plant, and he was being told that he should return to his restaurant. Now, I don't know who would go to a restaurant 4 miles from the Fukushima nuclear power plant, but he's saying go back there, and otherwise we're going to cut off your payments, your compensation payments. So we also learned that the government, the U.S. government, is centrally involved in keeping the nuclear industry going in Japan. Former Prime Minister Kon was forced out of office. He said that he was for closing the plants. 1 week later, he resigned, and he, on a TV show called Morning Bird in Japan, said that the nuclear industry and the media had both gone assault against him, attacking him for saying that the people should escape. Now, what we're talking about is during the time of Fukushima meltdown, which is still leaking radiation, by the way, the government made plans to evacuate Tokyo because there was a fear that other nuclear plants would start exploding and that this would continue and it would have to require the evacuation of Tokyo. Now, imagine that a government makes plans to evacuate Tokyo and then it now reopens plants in Japan, like the oil plant. Which they now admit has an active nuclear, earthquake fault under it. They also opened a breeder reactor. Apparently, the government of Japan does not care whether Japan survives as a nation, because another nuclear meltdown could mean the destruction of the entire country. There is no place to go. There's no place to go in Japan when you have a meltdown. The plumes, the air, it spreads everywhere. Now, when we were in Fukushima, we visited a citizens' clinic. And I was tested, my wife was tested. There had been a slight rain in Fukushima, and unfortunately we didn't have an umbrella. So they tested our body, and lo and behold, we had more radiation on our heads than we had on the rest of the body, where the rain had lasted. The government is spending billions of dollars saying that they're going to decontaminate Japan. They're going to decontaminate the forest. How do you decontaminate a forest from radioactivity? And when they do scrub the homes and wash down the radiation, where does it go? It goes in the water. It goes out to the ocean, to sea, to Tokyo Bay. The cesium is still there and is being spread out here, there, and around the world. So the propaganda that they're putting out is also being influenced by the United States organizations like the Center for Strategic and International Studies, led by Richard Armitage. And they are having educational sessions at universities in Japan where they're putting on pro-nuclear so-called educators to tell the people of Japan that it's safe. In fact, what we learned is at the University of Fukushima, which has a partnership with TEPCO and the International Atomic Energy Agency, they were bringing a pro-nuclear spokesman to Fukushima University. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you. And when activists there who wanted to get another side, they brought a whistleblower. They brought a whistleblower to Fukushima University to speak about whistleblowing at the nuclear plants. And what happened? The university said, you can't speak at the university. You cannot speak out about what the reality is. And we visited Onagawa nuclear power plant. They have a center there for the public, PR center, about how nuclear power is good. There was an art show by children on how nuclear plants and the environment and oceans are very good together. And they had art showing that. They also had a pamphlet, which I got in English, of the steps that they're taking to prepare for another earthquake in Japan. And there are earthquakes all the time going on in Japan. And we looked at the pamphlet. One of the pictures was that this company, Tohoku Power Company at the Onagawa nuclear plant, had installed handlebars on the control room panels so that the operators could hold on to the handlebars when the earthquake happened. Now, can you imagine this? Handlebars is a way of protecting the people, the workers, and the people in the community from an earthquake and a devastating meltdown from that plant. But that's exactly what they put in this pamphlet. I couldn't believe it, that they would say that that's one of the ways they're going to protect the people of Japan. We have to break the information blockade. We also have to solidarize with the people of Japan by also calling for the closure of Diablo Canyon and San Onofre here in California. San Onofre nuclear power plant is leaking, and yet they want to reopen that nuclear power plant. California, like Japan, is on an earthquake zone, the Ring of Fire. We have earthquakes here, they have earthquakes in Japan. We can't afford in California to have those nuclear plant, that nuclear plant open, and we have to close those nuclear plants. So we have to call on all the political representatives, Congress people, assembly people, city councils to say no more nuclear plants. We should not be paying the people of California. The people of California, they want to charge us $300 million to keep the San Onofre plant open. I mean, is this scandalous or what? We're going to pay $300 million to keep a nuclear plant open in California? They, in Diablo Canyon, they want to do sonar tests threatening the marine animals there to keep the plant open. They want to do earthquake studies to keep the plant open. I say, we don't need earthquake studies. We need to shut down those plants. That's how we'll save people. And the people of Japan and the people here. Now, the other thing is, there are alternative energies. When I was in Japan, they say that there's an energy crisis, but in fact, there is no crash program for solar power in Japan. They're spending $125 billion to so-called recontaminate. They are not spending $125 billion for solar energy, for alternative energy in Japan. This is where the money should be going. It should be going to evacuate people, the children, and the people of Fukushima, and should be going to develop alternative forms of energy. We have the energy available. We have to keep organizing. We have to keep educating. Let's build our solidarity. And today we say, before I go, a moment of silence for the children, for the people of Japan who are suffering, who are getting cancer, and whose lives have been destroyed by this nuclear catastrophe. Forward and onward, we will win. And we'll have a safe world. Thank you.
Steve が今リポートしましたところ Japanese mothers in Fukushima when mother was told by this medical organization that doctors are saying that don't worry, it's only one in 100 will be affected. So, それでお母さんはそこにいたお母さんはあなたにとっては100人に1人かもしれないけれども私にとっては1人に1人なんですと言ったんです。The mother said, well, you can say it's one in 100 can get affected. However, for me, for my children, she said it's one in one. Because それは彼女の子供2人が thyroid cyst 3mm、3mm のサイロイズセスが2人に見つかったんです。で、her two children, they found that had なんだっけ、これ日本語でなんだっけ、それが3ミリの包丁が2人に彼女の子供2人に見つかったらしいんです。So So she was saying that, you know, I couldn't stop this. I couldn't save my children this time. But to get a little emotional, but she said, I have to stand up and stop it. So 彼女はその時泣きながら、私は今回は失敗しましたと言ったんです。というのは最初気がつかなかったんで子供を外に出してた。最初のあれが分かるまで。それで今子供彼女の子供2人が3ミリの甲状腺あれが見つか脳胞が見つかったということなんです。So, それで OK その今度は仙台のお母さんたちに会いました。仙台は約60 miles away 90キロの離れたところなんですけれどもそこに来ましたら仙台のお母さんたちは先週学校で配られたブックレットを持ってきたんですよね。そのブックレットは東北電力からに作成されたブックレットで その中にはいかにいろんな火力、水力、原子発電所の電力の比べがあって、どのように原子力発電は料金が安いか。で、危険なところはただ、危険なところのリストは、ただそれを、Three mothers I met in Sendai, which is about 60 miles away. One of the mothers brought a pamphlet, which produced by Tohoku Electric Company, and it was passed on to the children still at the school. It talked about the different power energy sources, how great they are or not so great, and the nuclear power is most cost effective, and the problem on that section on the nuclear power said that you need to control well, but no discussion on when they couldn't control what's going to happen. So those kind of things still passed to the children at school. I thought it stopped right away after the nuclear accident last year, but still going on. And people are, mothers are suppressed to discuss about accident. One mother brought up when they decided to do the campfire, she raised a question of whether it's this wood, firewood would be brought in from somewhere else, not the Fukushima. And all the other mothers say, no, you shouldn't discuss about it because that's gonna create some conflict among the, mothers and children. Some of the father might be working for the, a power company, and that will be the bad effect on the children of those fathers. Therefore, we should talk about it. So that kind of, so it's very, no subject, especially in the Fukushima area. And when you see the surface, it looks like nothing happened. Everybody goes normal. And if occasionally somebody brought up some issues of danger, then they say, no, government said it's safe. So why do we have to worry about? Why do you disturb the harmony? This is the key. Why do you disturb the harmony among the people living there? That's the kind of pressure, social pressure that people are getting. And so, in the Fukushima area especially, it's a no-no subject to talk about.
That was a